Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail.
Hey y'all, Ramdino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail community news and Thru Hiker update. This is a channel where lots of folks come to find out what's going on with the Appalachian Trail Thru Hikers, what's going on with the Appalachian Trail in general. So if that's why you're here, stick around. We got a lot of stuff going on here at the channel. Share this channel with other folks in this video if you know that they've got a like-minded interest and they're interested in what's going on with the Thru Hikers on the Appalachian Trail or just hiking in general. Leave me a comment down below. Love answering all your comments, and don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now let's find out what's going on out there. So she's the one. She has made it to Southfields, New York. She says that her arm is good. It's about 90%. So she fell and broke her arm, had a wrist injury and an ankle injury. So everything's healing up good, so much so she's back out on the trail, and the arm is good. She says the ankle is no trouble at all. So that's great to hear that. She also says that the water caches from the Trail Angels have been plentiful. So that would be south of her, down in south of Southfields, New York. She says it's been well-timed, and she's also had a small amount of trail magic up through New York. So that's awesome. Sev, he's in New Hampshire doing a few days of slack packing with his sister while she visits, and he should be getting into the whites by the middle of next week. He also says that the water in all of Vermont was good, and the first 35 miles of New Hampshire, however, have been pretty dry. Ewok in the Wood is back on the trail, and she's doing a Bobo, and she is through New York, and in order to celebrate, she did some trail magic at the New York-Connecticut line. So appreciate her getting involved in trail magic there. It's always neat to see Thru Hikers giving back. And she is also helping a Eastern Continental Trail Hiker with some shuttle work about getting some new equipment. So appreciate that, Ewok. 3D, he is north of Vernon, New Jersey. And he says the water's not so good around that area, but there are a lot of trail angels are leaving water out. We're going to talk about water caches a little deeper here in just a little bit. But he also says that after Vernon, the water is pretty good. Huck was here. He is done with the shanties, and he will be out of Virginia probably by now and heading on into West Virginia. He'll be getting done with West Virginia. And then, of course, Maryland doesn't take that long to get through there, and he'll be checking three states off his list. He also says that the trail magic continues to surprise and amaze him. He just says the trail provides at the exact moment that he needs it. So that's always been my experience as well. So that's awesome. Appreciate that, Huck. Goob is past 800 miles and still carrying water for 10 miles or more. Eno Hurry got off for some medical evaluations, but got back on after they gave him a clear barrel health. So he joined back up with Eno Hurry. And they are in Massachusetts there, and they will be hiking back together now. Traveling Beat, he is going to climb up and over Moosalock tomorrow. He wants to give a shout out to the Dowd's Country Inn and Tavern in Lyme, New Hampshire. He said that that was just a really great, neat place, that their fee is all-inclusive, so that includes not only breakfast, but it also includes laundry, includes shuttles to and from the trail, and includes very fast Wi-Fi, he said. And he just said it also included gear repairs, that they helped him with some gear repairs. So that's awesome. He said it was just a really nice place to stay, kind of an old redone place, and it was just he just really enjoyed in there. He said he can't recommend the place highly enough. And then Shoes is around the Glasgow, Virginia with Mr. Shoes. She's joined him for several miles out there on the trail. He did have an injury from one of his feet that came back. So Shoes is our barefoot hiker this year, and he's done over 750 miles with no shoes and no sandals or anything on his feet. And he did get a stone bruise on one of his feet, so he has had to put back on the sandals so that he can make the miles that he needs to do to get to his next resupply. But he says he's going to be getting rid of those sandals just as soon as possible, as soon as that stone bruise heals up. So but he did want to get some good miles in out there while Mrs. Shoes is joining him. And then Survivor is in Massachusetts. Hillbilly has made it past the 900-mile mark. Crusoe is north of Palmerton. Buttercup completed 500 miles this week, and so she's also completed Connecticut, and she is into Massachusetts, somewhere around Cheshire. Sloth has crossed into Pennsylvania and says the water in Maryland is good. Crazy Quilt is north of the Triple Crown, has a section to do around the Waynesboro area, and then she's going to be flipping up north to the Kinsmont and continuing on from there all the way up to Katahdin. Bilbo is in New Jersey. Shaker is in Massachusetts now. Not so much. He is still in the 100-mile wilderness. He went in there this past week, so he should be getting out and summiting Katahdin here in the next probably, 5 days, more or less. Dark Web is in Pennsylvania. Papa Groot is through the Shenandoah National Park and almost out of Virginia. Kathy and Reroute, they are into Connecticut. Sarge is on the northern side of the Vermont section of the state, so he'll be leaving out of Vermont here real soon. Jeff Prater, he has made it to Pennsylvania. And Massagus is done with the Shenandoahs and closing in on Front Rural. He says he got delayed a little bit due to a washing machine incident. So in this case, his washing machine was the powder, washing powders did not get out of his clothing good enough. And I don't recall if he said that the hostel folks washed it or he washed it himself, but it doesn't matter. The detergent didn't get out of it. And so as he was hiking, he started having an allergic reaction to the detergent. And so that kind of set him back. I guess he had to get off the trail to rewash his clothes there. So just remember that when you're around hostels, and you're taking advantage either yourself or the washing machine or they're washing your clothes, make sure that they get all the detergent out. Have not heard that before, but I can imagine that would be very painful. And then he also said that it looks like he is going to be able to complete all the way into Canada on his Eastern Continental Divide trail hike that he is doing now. It's actually not the Eastern Continental Divide. I think it's just the Eastern Continental Trail. So it goes from Key West all the way up to, and I know I'm going to butcher this name, Gaspé, Canada. So he'll be doing all the way into Canada because it looks like Canada, the border is going to be opening up in the next few weeks or so up there. So we did have a summit from one of the folks that we've been tracking and who has been sending us updates, and that's Cryptic. So congratulations to Cryptic on a hike well done. He was number 12 for the year for summit in Katahdin. So I know we got a lot of folks that are coming in pretty soon right behind him, and summit season will be upon us within the next few weeks or so. So off trail, Moose Liver had to get off trail. Her son has a bad case of COVID. I don't know if you can have a good case of COVID. He had a bad case of COVID, and then her daughter had to have surgery and wanted her home during the surgery. And then she also had another great-grandchild. So Moose Liver's got a lot of irons in the fire and had to get off. Even one of those would have been a good enough reason to get off. But in any case, hopefully she'll be able to get back on sometime this year. And then somebody that is getting back on here in the next few days, and that's Gazelle. She's the better-looking half of the Blazing Bakers, and she also broke her arm and her elbow, had to go have surgery. Apparently that surgery, it was a misdiagnosis of the break, had the wrong surgery, had to have that redone, then had to go through rehab, and now she is getting back on the trail in the upcoming week. So we're looking forward to seeing her. They do a lot of posts and everything, and she's been actually catching up on posts since she's been gone. So go check out their channel on YouTube at the Blazing Bakers. So we got a few bear incidents to report. The Clarendon Shelter in Vermont, which is a shelter just after the Southern Trailhead going into Rutland. So that's Highway 103. There at the Clarendon Shelter, a bear came into the shelter area, and they couldn't scare it away and ripped into an earth sack. So that's about the sixth time I've heard this year of an earth sack having a failure. So, but it got in there, and so that is one of the things that can be very dangerous, bears coming into shelters, obviously. And then we also had a 16-year-old that was attacked in the Smoky Mountains there in the Cosby area. So the Cosby shelter has been closed down due to bears coming into the shelter area. This particular place was not in the shelter area. This was at a backcountry campground, but it's in the same area. And the bear came in at night. She was in a hammock, and she had lacerations to her arm and her head. And when they got the bears out, but the bears did not leave. When the rangers got there, the bears were still there. The rangers could not get the bears to leave, and so the bears continued to come into the campsite area. So the bear had to be euthanized, in other words, shot, because it had become so acclimated to humans. and for whatever reason wanted to get in there. The Rangers checked out, their camp set up. They had done everything right. They had everything stored on bear cables and everything. There was no food or anything like that. So the family did not do anything wrong. That was just something that happened with a wild creature. Nobody likes to see wild animals shot, euthanized, whatever. Nobody likes to see them brought down like that. But a dangerous bear like that, I mean, we are going to be using that. You know, you can't shut down the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And even if you could, that bear could get off the park once whatever it's after in that area, once all humans have left, then it's now acclimated to being around humans. It will get off the park and could get into a populated area and hurt somebody. So, you know, as much as we hate to see any type of animal euthanized, that's just something that happens, and it's unfortunate. But the girl, fortunately, is going to be okay, and that's the main takeaway, is that she's going to be fine. And then some trail angels that I want to give a shout-out to, one in particular who has not been able to do as much, and that is Spineless Cougar. His matric name is Eric Collins, and he lives in Albany, New York. And he has been doing trail angel work for several years, and his eyesight has gotten so bad he can no longer drive. So he is looking for a partner to be the person that drives them. And he says, when he says them, he wants that person to also help out. However, he will pay the gas and pay for all the supplies that they give out wherever they set up. So he doesn't want to be a burden or anything like that. The other person's more than welcome to help out, but he will foot the bill. So if you're somebody that's in the area of Albany, New York, or somebody that can come and pick him up, because he typically does his trail angel work around the Vermont area, then if you are interested in that, let me know. He really wants to be a trail angel, really wants to get out there. And so I have his contact information. I'll put you folks together. He'd like to do it two or three times a week. So if there's more than one person out there, then he is more than willing to do that with multiple people. So just get back to me and let me know. And then Trail Angel Munn, he typically puts out water caches in Pennsylvania. So he drives 2 hours one way at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, to put out water caches for and support through hikers that are coming through the Pennsylvania area. Well, the ATC, through the local club, the AMC, and the Delaware AMC, have told him numerous times to stop doing it. And, of course, you know, he doesn't believe that because he's trying to help people. And, you know, they've shut down the pumps or actually removed the pumps in those areas as well. And there's a lot of people that need those water caches. In some cases, those can be a life-saving deal. And it certainly keeps somebody from getting sick from dehydration. And so, but unfortunately, Munn wanted me to communicate to you that the ATC and the AMC have gotten together with the Pennsylvania Game Commission and indicated to him that he will be fined if they catch him putting out any kind of water caches. So I'm assuming that means anybody putting out water caches that are not supervised, any type of trail magic is not supervised. If they catch you in Pennsylvania, they're going to be fining you. So don't put your name on it, anything they can trace you back. It's unfortunate that we have to clandestinely help people, help hikers out there on the trail. Instead of trail angels, I'm going to start calling you trail ninjas, folks out there that help out anyway. So just keep that in mind for you folks in Pennsylvania, no matter whether you're doing water caches or putting out some type of trail magic for folks up there. And then some new trail angels that have come forward to me, and they are from the Random Adventures 2.0 YouTube channel. They have just started over the past few weeks doing trail angel work in Pennsylvania, interesting enough. So hopefully don't let them catch you doing it. Don't put your name on anything up there, like I just said, folks. But in case, didn't want to give them a shout out. And then also up in Maine, Peanut Butter and Fluff are doing trail angel work up there at number 4 around Wrangley, Maine on Thursdays and Fridays from now through the end of July. And then they're actually going to move a little further north to support people who have moved on up the trail up there. So they are putting out, well, a lot of things, but one of the things she sent a picture of, it looks like she's got peanut butter and banana and marshmallow cream sandwiches. That sounds delicious right now, and I'm just in the woods. I'm not even on the trail, so that's awesome. And to all those trail angels out there, thank you for what you do to help hikers, through hikers, section hikers, anybody that's out there on a trail, we greatly appreciate that. So we got just a little bit of trail news that has happened over the past week. We've got some possible dry water sources there through the Green Mountains in Vermont. So the GMC, which is the Green Mountain Club there, has put out on their Facebook page about there being some significant water sources that have dried up through the Green Mountains. And of course, the AT goes through the Green Mountains there in Vermont. So they didn't specifically mention any shelter areas there on the AT, but if it's happening in one place in the Green Mountains, it's probably going to be happening in others. So just keep that in mind. You may have to be carrying more water than you normally would like to. And then we have also put on out on this channel that work for stay at the AMC huts there in the White Mountains is not possible this year. And so they are not going to let hikers stay there at all unless you're a paid hiker, which is very expensive. But you cannot do any work for stay, and they mean business even up to the point of somebody possibly getting injured or maybe having to have a rescue operation for them. Ultra put out on her YouTube channel that she was trying to stay in what's called a bunker there, and I believe it was the Lake of the Clouds hut, and they have kind of a basement area that's accessible from the exterior, and it's there really more as an emergency shelter for hikers, you know, due to inclement weather. So when she was there, it was terrible weather. It was very cold outside, and so this is kind of a known place that they let hikers stay, and she had planned to stay there. Well, she was told when she got there, the caretaker would not let her stay no matter what and made her leave. When she did leave, of course, it was, you know, there was freezing temperatures, snow on the ground, ice, actually an inch or two of ice actually inside of the shelter there, inside of the basement. It's kind of a dark, damp place, so it's nothing special, but it is a place out of the wind, out of the rain stuff. So they made her leave. So when she did find a place to camp, the wind got up so high, as it does in the White Mountains, that her tent would not stay staked down. Then it started raining, and so she didn't have a choice. She had to go and sneak back into that bunker just to get out of the wind. She was completely wet, and that was a possible hypothermic situation, which can lead to death or certainly a rescue. So just keep that in mind, that they are serious when you're going through there, that you can absolutely not plan to stay in any of the AMC huts. And then while doing some research for an upcoming video, I came across an old video where when the ATC first began allowing dogs or first began considering dogs on the trail, that Walter Conkright was doing a newscast on that. So I wanted to show you what I had found. So take a look at this. Who let the dogs out? So obviously the answer to that is the ATC let the dogs out, and that's fine because there's plenty of dogs out there on the trail, and people like having them out there. And then I also came across, or actually somebody sent me, anonymous person sent me a video, a portion of a Zoom meeting, and this is where the ATC's president and CEO Sandra Mara was negotiating with the Mountain Valley Pipeline for when what they were trying to do to when they were trying to put the pipeline across there, and the Mountain Valley wanted them to stop going against them to do that, and the ATC apparently was bargaining about what it would take to do that. So here's a portion of that Zoom call. Okay, so I appreciate that anonymous person for sending that out, and hopefully that we'll be getting some more of those in the near future. I hope y'all enjoyed this week's broadcast, this week's video. As always, appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast, and do us a real big favor and give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. It's not important how long or how far you go, just go.